B-Pod Studios.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
And right now has an excellent piece on that I was just reading from ESPN.com about Miles Sanders, Mr. Tim McManus, and he's brought to us by
my sportsbook app of choice, the new Bet Parks app. Everything you want in a digital casino and sportsbook in one sleek app. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
How are you today, Tim?
Gentlemen, how you doing? Everything's good on my end.
Good. Good to hear. I might as well get right into the piece I read from yesterday about Miles Sanders and how well he played. I thought during the game that while he didn't have the splash play, although he was close a couple times, the 60, 50-yard touchdown, that was the best game of his career as far as consistency, falling forward in the right spot, never once thought ball security was going to be an issue. Was that the best game of his career in your mind?
Yeah. I mean, you know, the statistics clearly backed that up. It was a career high in carries and in yards and tied a career high for touchdowns. But, yeah, I think when you look kind of drill down further than the statistics and just look at the way that he was running, I think that you can say the same thing. The way that Jalen Hurts put it is he looked like he was running angry. And that's kind of been a theme that we've seen out of Sanders really from the start of this offseason, where he said that he was taking this season a little personal. Of course, he's in a contract year. There was some hubbub over the fact that he was working with the second team during one practice during training camp. He heard about it. He didn't like it. He said he was out for the respect that he deserves. We saw when he was finishing off long runs during training camp that he would often like shout in our direction, you know, clearly a little bit ticked off. And you're seeing not just sort of the ferocity in his runs, but you're also seeing the maturity in his runs at the same time, because, you know, a lot of times in previous seasons, he would bounce things outside. He wouldn't necessarily follow the blockers all the time. Obviously very gifted, but now you're kind of seeing those gifts combined with, you know, greater maturity as a runner at this level. And when you're running behind one of the best offensive lines in football and alongside Jalen Hurts, who pulls defenders with him, with his threat as a runner himself, going to spell good things.
Speaking of that offensive line, Jack Driscoll goes to left tackle, and they're still able to do this when Isaac Seumalo goes down. It's pretty incredible. What did you see when that did play out and Driscoll had to go over there?
Yeah, these guys are well-trained. I mean, I asked Jason Kelsey about Jeff Stoutland today, and he went on for like 3 minutes about just how impressive Stoutland is, and that you can't really fully experience him unless you're in the room and you know just how much he holds you to account, where he like cold calls on the guys to make sure that they're always ready to go. So obsessed with the details that, you know, even from the top line starter down to the bottom of the room can't help but get better under his stead. And I think that you see that show up in those kind of moments. Like Jack Driscoll doesn't play left tackle, but he went in there and he did it very well. And Sua Opeta, I thought, acquitted himself well too. So, they have offensive line depth that is the envy of a lot of teams. Their starters are as good as anybody's, and it's a big key as to why they're rolling right now.
Tim, I want to also switch over to the defensive side. Hassan Reddick, NFC Defensive Player of the Week. They're on a little streak now. Every week, it's a different guy. One thing that surprised me, and you can tell me because you obviously know more, was we knew about the speed. At least a couple of them, he's pushing the tackle via strength and power straight into the quarterback, making Lawrence's life more miserable. Did you know he had maybe the versatility that he has as far as a pass rusher?
No, Ty, it's a great point. And when you look at him, he doesn't necessarily look like he's got that kind of power, because of his frame is just a little bit more, you know, slight relative to some other edge rushers. But he's got it, man. You know, Jonathan Gannon was talking about that actually this week as to one of the reasons why he made a pitch to Howie to bring him in was because he wasn't just a one-trick pony, is the way that Gannon put it. The fact that he has a versatility to his game that's just not speed off the edge, but it also is that power. He can line up in multiple positions. He can stack. So you can play either side of the line. And so it's been something that's been a huge boon to this defense. I mean, if you think about the transition from Jannard Avery, who was really playing out of position anyway, and then going to Hassan Reddick, who's performing at that spot about as well as anybody in the league right now, and obviously making game-changing plays. You know, that's just about as big of a reason as any that the defense has turned a corner in year two under Jonathan Gannon.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Do we have any updates or the latest on Darius Slay or Avante Maddox?
Yeah, there's a lot of injuries, actually, to be looking out for. I talked to Darius Slay after the game, and he said that he's good. Now, whether that – sometimes guys just say they're good, and they end up not being good. But, you know, the early indications indicate that it's not a serious thing for Slay. So I think that there's a decent chance that he ends up playing this Sunday in Arizona. Avante Maddox feels a little less certain. It's not a long-term injury. If it's not this week, I bet that he's back for Dallas, but that's probably one that we're looking at as the week unfolds to see how he progresses. And then, of course, you have Jordan Mailata. I spoke to him after the game, and when I approached him, he was putting on his shirt, and he was having a tough time doing it. Like, he was in clear discomfort, in clear pain. He said that his shoulder at that point, he said, my shoulder is messed up. He didn't use the word messed. It was messed up. And they were getting MRIs. Now, the sounds of it is that the MRIs didn't come back and reveal like major damage, which means that doesn't sound like it's going to be a long-term injury, but for him to realistically get back to play this Sunday, that feels iffy to me. Meanwhile, Andre Dillard was just activated from the IR. But when I talked to him after the game, I said, you're eligible to come off IR. And he said, technically, but didn't sound like he was back to full strength quite yet. And so I don't know if he's going to be thrust right into the lineup either, which means, maybe left tackle is a little bit vulnerable this week. They might have to roll Jack Driscoll back out there. Just kind of reading the early tea leaves this week, it doesn't sound like the top two left tackles are slam dunks for this week by any measure.
That's obviously never good. We're talking to Tim McManus, covers the Eagles for ESPN.com and 97.5 The Fanatic. The other part I wanted to talk about also is this team digging out of a hole. We didn't get to ask you about that just yet. We had seen them be 7-0 against the Lions and immediately score, took care of business, had a lead, and then the Lions chipped away at a lead they already had. We saw what happened against Minnesota and Washington. This game, very different. Bad weather. Maybe they came out flat. Maybe it was that Doug Peterson had his guys up really high. Down 14-0, and then the quarterback didn't blink at all. Like, and then the coach obviously didn't blink at all. What do you have to say about the leadership of both Sirianni and Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, I would say number one, I mean, that game showed more than anything that they can win different style fights. They've done the air raid. They've had the shootout. They've won back on their defense. And now here was more of kind of a grittier, through the ground, because it almost had to be because of the elements. And they even, and did that while coming from behind. And so, yes, there's, there wasn't any kind of flinching. And that was the word that, they were using after the game on the part of the Eagles. And a lot of that, of course, the leadership, it trickles down from the quarterback. And you guys have seen enough of Jalen Hurts to know that, like, same dude all the time. And it doesn't matter if he's coming off of the field after a touchdown or coming off after a pick six, like, it's all the same. And so I think that teams naturally take their cues from head coaches and quarterbacks. And this quarterback in particular is like so even that even Doug Peterson in that first year he had him, he was talking to Cliff Kingsbury, who's the opponent this week. He was mic'd up for one of those games and it's like, sometimes I feel like I have to check to see if this guy even has a pulse. You know, so that's very much kind of ingrained in the way that he goes about his business. And I think that you're seeing the team sort of take on that personality, adversity, welcome it, you know, not going to change anything. There's no panic. And the Eagles just go about their business, man.
Were you surprised that they went for it on that final fourth down? And how much do you think Jake Elliott's status dictated that? And then, of course, what are they going to do with the kicker position now if he is injured?
Right. I mean, yeah, I think that was certainly a factor. The clear analytics, whatever you want to look at. I mean, it just seems like the right decision in that moment is to make it a two-score game and you know, and sayonara. But, you know, Jake Elliott, as we know, even though he gutted it out and for that previous kick, that he had hurt his foot. And so that's something that they had to account for. Now, we saw Elliott in the locker room today, and he had a wrap on that right ankle/foot area, but he was walking kind of without a limp. He said he's going to try to, you know, do what he can to make it to Sunday, but they have a contingency plan just in case. They signed Cameron Dicker to the practice squad, and so he'll be with the team. He'll be practicing. If Elliott can't go, then they can call him up as late as Sunday. And yeah, so they just have to kind of wait and see how this week plays out to see whether they have Elliott available to him or not.
And last thing, Tim, I don't know if you mentioned Sayamalu. What are the odds that he, I don't know if I misheard. If you already said it, I apologize. The odds that he plays this week from what you observe?
No, I had neglected him. There's a lot of injuries to track.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I didn't know if I had missed it. I'm sorry.
It's all good. So he exited with an ankle injury, and it doesn't seem like there's a ton of concern around Sayamalu. I'd put him more in the category of Slay, where it's like, you know, it seems like there's a chance that he can go. I think they feel pretty good about what Apeta did and would be comfortable if it's like iffy for Sayamalu, but I don't think that you're going to see him sidelined long-term one way or another.
All right, Tim. Well, thank you so much with the Midweek Report. As usual, this has been a fun time so far this year, and have a nice trip out to Arizona.
All right. Can't wait till next week. See you guys.
All right, talk to you then. That was Tim McManus, brought to us by
my Sportsbook app of choice, the new BetParks app. Everything you want in a digital casino and sportsbook in one sleek app. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.